We're up to Torah Ayin Gimel and Likut Emoran Tanina. This chapter is a short, relatively short chapter, very practical information that applies to anybody that would listen to Rabbi Nazal's advice. Now, for posterity, hopefully these tapes are going to be listened for many, many years to come, so I don't know how it's going to work out when they're going to listen to the tapes then, but we wanted to document it for historical purposes that this shiur goes every Sunday night, just about on a regular basis for the past 10 years or so. Tonight is Sunday, Parshas Shemois of the year Tavshin Mem Zayin, and we're doing the chapter in Likutei Moran. In the whole Likutei Moran, there's maybe 500-600 chapters. There's one chapter that deals with Parshas Shemois, with the beginning of Shemois. Very uncoincidentally, that's the chapter we're going to do tonight. Rabbi Nazal begins, Mi sheroitze lizkois l'tshuva, whoever wants to be zeche to tshuva, whichever person wants to be worthy of tshuva, of returning to Hashem the right way, yihye rogil ba'amiras tehillim. That person should be a regular at saying tehillim. Should be very, very accustomed to saying Tehillim on a regular basis. Ki amiras Tehillim misugol l'tshuva. Because saying Tehillim is very, very beneficial for a person to really return to Hashem, return and repent to Hashem. Why? How? Rabbi Nazal explains. Ki yesh nun sharei tshuva. There are 50 gates of tshuva. This is a term that's mentioned in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in many Sforim, this concept of 50 gates of tshuva. Just as the Torah tells us that when the Jews were in the land of Egypt, which was the lowest place, Ervas HaOretz it's called, the lowest type of land that was filled with zima, with all kinds of evil that existed at that time, magic, all types of tumah that was prevalent in the world at that time. The source of it in the world was the land of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says that at that time the Jews reached such a low that they were in the 49th level of tumah, implying they were 49 steps down. And the Gemara says that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim at exactly that moment of midnight, Chatzos, with tremendous speed. The Torah says that they left Bechipazon with speed, because Hashem knew that were they to remain there another second later than when they actually left, Chas v'Shalom, they would have gone down to the 50th level of Tumah, where it would have been the end, Chas v'Shalom. It would have been all over. That's how bad this 50th level is. Now, once we know that there are 50 levels of Tumah, we know that there is a rule throughout the Torah that Zeh le'uma zeh osolekim, that the Tumah and Kedusha, impurity and holiness, are always perfectly balanced. So that if there exist 50 levels of Tumah, and in fact the Mefarshim point out that the word Tomei itself, Tes Mem Aleph, is Bigimatria 50, implying that the full spectrum of Tumah is 50, so too, Lahavdil, in Kiddusha, in coming close to Hashem, there's also these 50 levels, 50 madregos, that are called the 50 gates of tshuva. Rabbi Nazal says, Umem tes sha'orim, 49 of these gates, yochel kol odom lichnois bohem ulahasigam. Any human being can enter into them, and to achieve these, to get to understand these 49 levels out of the 50. Ach shar hachamishim, however, the 50th gate, hu bechinas hatshuvo shel Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoy kaviyochel. The 50th gate, that represents the tshuva of Hashem himself. The term tshuva means return. There's a concept of Hashem and the Jewish people being one. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Kutshebrichu v'Yisrael v'Oiraisa chadhu, that there are three who are actually one. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Which means that the Torah and the Jewish people, Hashem and the Jewish nation are one. When is this? when the Jews are listening to the word of Hashem, when we're doing everything that Hashem wants us to, we're zeichet to become so close to Hashem that we're actually considered one with Hashem. The more we deviate from Hashem's instructions, the more we turn away from the word of Hashem, the more separated we become from Hashem. Once there is a separation between us, then there's a matter of narrowing that gap, closing the gap, coming back together. The coming back together could either be brought about by us taking a step towards Hashem, or it could involve Hashem taking a step closer to us. The Torah HaKadosh tells us that you should know within these 49 levels, within these 50 levels, 49 of them belong to us. 49 of them involve our initiative. We have to make the move. We have to take the step. The 50th, which is the final one, which is the most important one, which is the biggest one, which is bigger than all 49 put together in quantity and in quality, the 50th step is taken by Hashem himself. Just as when the Jews came out of the land of Mitzrayim, there was a period, the way the Arizal describes it, the actual taking out of the Jews from Mitzrayim was a gift from Hashem. It was a freebie in a sense. The Jews definitely did not deserve and weren't ready to receive the fabulous bright light that Hashem shone down on them on that first night of Pesach, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was done simply because there was no other choice. And therefore, the Arizal describes it as a bechina of sheloi keseder. It was out of sequence. Usually the sequence is that we prepare a vessel, a keli, Hashem pours in the light. In this situation, the kelim were not prepared. The Jews had not done the preparation that they had to do. And yet Hashem presented a fantastic light with a protection attached to it so that although the kelim weren't prepared, this light should be able to serve its function. But the Arizal explains, since this light was given to us without our effort, without our initiative, there's no way that this could have any kium, any permanence to it. It couldn't be a lasting effect. Therefore, the moment the night of Pesach is over, that light dissipates and it disappears. And it becomes the mission of Bnei Yisrael, starting from the second day of Pesach, when the Korban Omer is brought, or when we start counting the Omer, we begin a climb. We're climbing 49 steps. The Yemei HaSfira, the days of Sfiras Omer, we're counting off 49 levels of purification, 49 levels of tshuva, of acknowledging that Hashem grabbed us in one shot, plucked us up from the 49 levels of tumah that we were in, not through our efforts. Now it's our turn to go back down there and do it again. Once Hashem showed us that it can be done and how it was done, now it's our job to do it ourselves, to do it to a large degree through our own effort, our own initiative. Once a person counts off those 49 days and takes these 49 steps towards Hashem, on the 50th day, the Torah tells us, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The 50th step wasn't us climbing up to Hashem. Vayered Hashem. Hashem came down on Mount Sinai. Kaviyochel Hashem took a step towards us. That's this Shar HaChamishim. That's this 50th level where Kaviyochel Hashem comes to the person. So Rabbein Azal says, Kigam Etzlo Yisporach Motzinu Bechinas Tshuva. Because we find that the term Tshuva is also associated with Hashem. It's also applied to Hashem doing Tshuva. As the Pasuk says, Kamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Shuvu Elai, you return to me, Hashem says, v'oshuva aleichem, and I will return to you. So Hashem is saying there's a concept of tshuva by me also. There's a concept of me returning to Bnei Yisrael. Rabbein Azal explains now, ve'elu ha-memtes shari tshuva heim bechinas memtes oisiois sheyesh b'shemois shnemosor shifteko. These 49 gates or paths of tshuva correspond to the 49 letters in the 12 tribes, in the names of the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor, the 12 Shvatim, the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu. Ki kol shar v'shar yeshloi ois mimemtes oisies hashvatim. Because each one of these 49 gates of tshuva has a corresponding letter from the names of these 49 letters of the 12 Shvatim's names. Period. Now Rabbi Nezal says, V'hine hakol chafetzim liyiro eshemecha. Everybody wants to be zeichet, to have fear of Hashem, to have true fear of Hashem. V'afal pikein, and even though everybody, every Jew wants to fear Hashem and wants to come close to Hashem, lav kol adam zeichet la'asos tshuva. We find that in reality, not every person is zeichet to do tshuva. Ki yesh echod she'ein lo hisayrus klal l'tshuva. Because we have one person, one type of person, that doesn't have any arousal at all whatsoever to tshuva. Va'afilu mi she'yesh lo hisayrus l'tshuva, and even that person that is privileged to be aroused to tshuva, einoy zeiche lahagia el ha'ois v'hashar shel tshuva hashayech loy. He's not necessarily privileged to reach that letter and that gate that's associated with him. Va'afilu im magia l'shom, and even if he gets to there, yochoy lihiois, it's possible shahashar shel tshuva sogur, that the gate of tshuva should be closed, should be blocked up. Umachmas kol ze, and because of all of this, ein ha'odom zeiche l'tshuva, the person is not privileged to do tshuva. Umachmas kol ze, and because of all of this, ein ha'odom zeiche l'tshuva, the person is not privileged to do a real tshuva, because it's possible that he doesn't find the gate, or he doesn't get to the gate, or the gate is closed. For all of these reasons, sometimes the person is not zeiche to complete the act of tshuva. Vayidei amiras tehillim, and through the saying of tehillim, afilu mi she'ein lo shum hisayrus l'tshuva, even a person that doesn't feel any arousal inside of themselves at all whatsoever to do tshuva, humis oirer la'asais tshuva. Rabbein Azal says, V'gam zeiche al yedei tehillim lahagia el hashar v'ois hashayach loy. Through tehillim, a person is zeiche to reach the gate and the letter that's connected to him, v'liftoyach hashar, and to open up that gate. Nimtza, we see from this, shezeiche al yedei tehillim la'asos tshuva, that a person is zeiche through tehillim to do a complete tshuva. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says at the end of Shmuel Anovi, where it's summarizing the life and times of David HaMelech. The pasuk says, Ne'um hagever chukom al. These are the words of that person, David HaMelech, chukom, who established al, a height, who achieved a height in Kedusha. He became a king of Bnei Yisrael. This al over there refers to the malchus that he achieved. V'dorsh razal, and the Gemara says in Moed Kotten, Shehekim oilo shel tshuva, that this term hukom al refers to the fact that Dovid HaMelech was the first one and the main one who established the precedent for a yochid, an individual, to do tshuva. He established the oila shel tshuva. Oila is a korban that's brought for repentance. Dovid HaMelech was the first one who was hukom al. Une'im zemirois Yisrael. And the pasuk says right next to that, and he was the sweet singer of Bnei Yisrael. Why is that put right next to this hukam al? K'al yidei b'chinas ne'im zmiras Yisrael, through the fact that David HaMelech was zeichet to compose this sweet song of Bnei Yisrael, this dahinu sefer tehillim sheyosan, this refers to the sefer tehillim that David HaMelech composed, al yidei ze hukam oila shel tshuva. Through that, he established the true power of a Yid doing tshuva. K'al yidei Tehillim zeichem l'tshuva kanal, because through Tehillim a person is zeichet to tshuva. V'zeshom razal, this is what the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, loy hoya David roy loy samaisa. The Gemara says that this incident with Bathsheba certainly was not fitting for David HaMelech. There's no way in the world that a tzaddik of that caliber could have done that type of action. Elo kedei lohoyrois tshuva liyochid. The only reason why David HaMelech allowed that to happen to him in the way that it did was because he wanted to set himself up as an example that there doesn't exist a yochid, an individual Jew, that can't do tshuva. Anybody knows that if there's a tzibur, a group of people that go wrong, that it's possible for them to correct it, because in unity there's strength. The pasuk says, "Hein kel kabir v'lo yimos." Hashem never rejects the tefillah or the repentance of a group, of a tzibur. But a yochid, we don't know. We don't know what the power is until David HaMelech came along and proved that it's possible even for an individual to do such an avera, and or what seemed to be like such an avera, and to come back from it. Nimtzo, we see from this, she'ikar hoiroas hatshuva al yidei David HaMelech, that the main example that the Torah used to teach Bnei Yisrael about tshuva was David HaMelech. V'ikar hatshuva shel David HaMelech hu sefer Tehillim, and the main tshuva of David HaMelech was in this book of Tehillim that he composed. That was his tshuva. She'omroi b'hisoirus godol moi. David HaMelech said it with tremendous arousal. U'beruach HaKodesh, and he said it with a spirit of holiness. Ad shekol echod v'echod kifima shehu. And David HaMelech composed this with such kedusha, so that now any Jew, no matter what level he's on, kifima shehu, no matter where he's holding, physically, spiritually, financially, health-wise, no matter what problem a person has, yochel limtzo yisatzmoi b'seich sefer Tehillim. The person can find themselves within the Sefer Tehillim. The person can find how those words are actually being written about their own personal problems. V'liskois l'tshuva al yidei amiras Tehillim kanal. And any person, any yid, could be zeiche to a true tshuva through the saying of Tehillim. Now again, we've mentioned this point many times, but it's not enough. Just saying words is tshuva? Doesn't tshuva involve all kinds of complicated things? The answer is there's no question at all that all of those things are helpful and necessary in different ways. However, the Torah makes a clear statement. The Navi Hoshea says, "Kchu imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem." The Navi speaks to Klal Yisrael and he says to them, take with you words and return to Hashem. Now note, take with you words. He doesn't say compose words, create words. Kchu implies go to a certain address, take a package from there and bring it with you and you'll return to Hashem. This is referring to those words that were established by David HaMelech, the Sefer Tehillim that was established by David HaMelech, by taking those words, v'shuvu el Hashem, a yidl b'zoicha, to return to Hashem. The Gemara says in Yuma, on this pasuk in Hosea, ein ani mevakesh mikem elo dvorim. Hashem says, all I ask from you is words. Speak to me. Say these words to me, and you'll see that this alone will constitute a tshuva b'shleimus. That if a person will say these words with the right kavona, with the right intent, that I believe 100% that there exists a holiness in these words, a power to be able to arouse a feeling of wanting to improve within myself, of wanting to come close to Hashem, wanting to correct everything I've done wrong, a person will find that these words will open up all the doors for that person. Especially if a person is zeicher to understand what he's saying, if a person knows the translation of these words, if a person has to get an English Tehillim or whatever a person needs to do to get to know these words, that's when a person first sees how beautifully, how eloquently David HaMelech presents his case before Hashem, describing all of his tzoros, all of his problems. The underlying thought in all of that is he's speaking about the tzoros that he has from the Satan, from the Yetzer Hara. He's crying about his son, about Shaul HaMelech. Why were they all chasing him? It was the Satan chasing him, because the Satan knew that this Yid is going to be able to do more for Klal Yisrael than any other Yid of all time. This is the one that's going to establish a Beis HaMikdash. This is the one that's going to discover the place where the Shekhinah is going to be so strongly prevalent in the world, which was the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Zal says now, V'ikar hizdakchus shnei mosor shiftei ko, the main purification of the 12 Shvotim, Sheheim Memtes Oisios, which correspond to the 49 letters of their names. Sheheim Bechinas Memtes Shari Tshuva, these 49 letters of their names correspond to the 49 gates of Tshuva, Hoyo B'Mitzrayim. Where was the main purification of Klal Yisrael? It was in Mitzrayim. What is Mitzrayim? The Arizal says, Shehu Bechinas Meitzar Hagoroin, Shehu Bechinas Tshuva Ilah. The Arizal says the word Mitzrayim, Meitzar, means a narrow place. The Arizal says this refers to the Meitzar Hagoroim. The throat is a very, very narrow place within the body of a person. The throat refers to a place of tremendous din. The Arizal says that the word Goroim is Bigimatria three times Elikim, corresponding to the three times Yud Kei Vav Kei, which refers to Chasodim. These are super dinim. The Arizal quotes the Pasuk, Shelov Hoisi Vayefar Pereini. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, I was at peace, and you, Hashem, crumbled me, you shattered me. The word Shelov, the Arizal says, is Bigimatria three times Yud Kei Vav Kei and three times Elikim, representing the Hamtokas Hadinim, the sweetening of a din. The Arizal says din is represented by three times Elikim, because three times Elikim is Bigimatria Goroin, which represents a tzimtzum, a constriction. The tightest place within a person's body is the throat, very, very narrow opening from which the whole tzo'oko comes from. The whole screaming to Hashem comes from this min ha-meitzar korosiko, comes from this narrow constriction, this tight place. Now Rabbeinu Zal says that the main purification of Bnei Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. Where is the main purification of a Yid? B'meitzar geroinoi, in his throat. It's the throat of a person that has the power to purify him the most. V'alkein, and therefore, achar shenizdakchu shom b'mitzrayim, after the Yidden was zeichet to be purified in Mitzrayim, Hashem purified them over there, v'zochu lotzeis misham, and they were zeichet to exit from there, sofru memtes yimei asfira, they counted off the 49 days of Sfira, Sheheim Keneged Memtes Shari Tshuva, which correspond to the 49 gates of Tshuva, Sheheim Bechinas Memtes Oisei San Kanal, which corresponds to the 49 letters of their name. This was the finishing off of this purification, that through this purification within the Mitzrayim, within the Meitzar HaGoroim, a person is zeichet to climb these 49 paths of purification, of Tahara. Ubayoim HaChamishim, and on the 50th day, Oz Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The Pasuk says Hashem came down on Har Sinai, Ze Bechinas Ve'oshuvo Aleichem. This is the concept of Hashem returning to us, Hashem coming back to us. Bechinas ha-tshuvo shel Hashem Yisborach bi-atzmoy kaviyochel. This represents the tshuva of Hashem himself, kaviyochel, as if we could say it. Bechinas shar ha-chamishim kanal. This is called the 50th degree. The 50th level is something where Hashem himself makes the move. We don't make any move at all. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zehu, this is all hinted to when the Torah begins to discuss the fact that the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim. We know that before Hashem hurts the Yidden in any way, before Hashem strikes out at the Yidden in any way, He always prepares the refuah first. The cure is always presented before the problem, before the illness, before the suffering. Therefore, if you look in the Torah, where the Torah is introducing the fact that the Yidden were going to go down to Mitzrayim, to this Golus, to this Meitzar, in those words is already hinted the solution, how they're going to be zeichet to go out of Mitzrayim, the key to going out of Golus. V'zehu v'eile shemois b'nei Yisrael, haboi Mitzrayim, eis Yaakov ish ubeisoi. These words that are found, soifei tevois, the last letters of these words, heim oisiois tehillim, v'oisiois tshuva. The last letters of these words that describe the Yidden going down to Mitzrayim make up two words, Tehillim and Tshuva. These letters compose these two words. Kyal yidei Tehillim zeichen l'tshuva. Because through Tehillim, a yid is zeichet l'tshuva. Shehi b'chinas shemois b'nei Yisroel haboi Mitzrayim. And this Tshuva is on the same level, the same concept of 49 gates of Tshuva, corresponds to the names of the Yidden that are about to be presented. The Pasuk says over there, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, there are exactly 49 letters in their names, corresponding to the 49 paths of tshuva, which the Yidden would have to climb in leaving Mitzrayim, in exiting from Mitzrayim. Ki memtes sharei tshuva heim bechinas memtes oisiyah sheish b'shemes b'nei Yisrael abo Mitzrayim olas dakech shom. The 49 gates of tshuva correspond to the 49 letters that are found in the names of the Yidden who went down to Mitzrayim to become purified over there. What was the reason why the Yidden went down to Mitzrayim? There was a purification that had to be done. That dafka, by their going to this mokim tuma, and still being able to hold on to their religion, even in the tiniest way that they did, but they did, that was this hisnakhus, that was this purification that they had to go through. Now Rabbeinu Zalai adds, v'zeh sha'anu royim, this is why you'll find, interestingly, shebimei tshuva, that in these special days that are designated for tshuva, which are the aseres shtahainu be'elul, throughout the month of Elul, v'aseres yimei tshuva, and especially in the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, kol Yisrael oiskinoz v'amiras tehillim. Yidden, in general then, are involved more in saying tehillim. Ki amiras tehillim misugo l'tshuva kanal, because tehillim is very, very beneficial to help a person be zeichet to tshuva. V'alkein, and therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, hu dovor godoil ma'oid, it's a very, very important item, la'soik tomid ba'amiras tehillim, for a person constantly to be involved in saying tehillim. Ki tehillim hu hisairus godoil ma'oid ma'oid, la'shem yisborach, because tehillim arouses a person in a very, very, very big way to come close to Hashem. Ashrei sheyoyche is boy. Fortunate is that person that's zeicha to attach himself, to grab on to this Eitzah, to take advantage of this tool that's available to us in helping us to come close to Hashem.
Why are the most inappropriate people chosen to make an example to illustrate a specific thing like tshuva? In other words, they come out right away and they say, look, David HaMelech did not epitomize tshuva in the sense that he really didn't sin. So it's only for an example. If they want to create an example, why not take a real person who really did something and he did tshuva? Wouldn't that be a more appropriate example?
The answer is, we know that specifically by tzaddikim, the Torah tells us that Hashem is much, much more particular when it comes to them than anybody else. Hashem is medakdei kechut asayra. Hashem is very, very fast to punish and to be much, much more particular. If we can show that by the most outstanding person of all time, the person that was supposed to accomplish the most for Klal Yisrael, the Kolel of all Shivarayim, all seven shepherds of the Jews, that it was possible for him to get involved in a sin which seemed so low and so far, and to bounce back from it, there's no better example than that. And the fact that he's destined Moshiach, the savior of Klal Yisrael, is bedafka going to come through him, again, if we can show that that's also not totally clean, then there's no person that can say that because I'm unclean, I have no place with Klal Yisrael. If the leader, the supreme leader, the king, Melech of the eternal king of Klal Yisrael, his past is also tainted, scars and scars and scars. Light marrying his daughters, Light having relations with his daughter, from which came forth Mayav, from which came forth Rus, who was a Goya, a Shikso, converted to Judaism, and from that came forth David HaMelech, and then there was an incident with Bathsheba, and from that, and first there had to be a Yehuda and Tamar. Don't forget that David HaMelech comes from Shevet Yehuda. All of these incidents that took place, and still there could come forth the greatest tzaddik of all time, the solution for Klal Yisrael, that's the best example. There are other reasons also. I'm giving one example of a reason.
When you say that, like if they would have been there for a little while, they would have been finished. But Hashem could have had a ticket for them, and Hashem could have still made them by the Ikim.
The answer is, what's implied is that it's a very, very big difference. There's a very, 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 very big difference between whether a person falls down to the 49th level, or chas v'shalom, a person falls down to that 50th level. Because once a person hits that 50th level, it's much, 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 much harder. You understand? It's not that these levels are equal. There's big, big spaces. And this 50th level, as Rav Nosson Zal mentions in Likutei Halachos many times, is much, much bigger than all the 49 in front of it put together. There's no question at all that this 50th level isn't one piece of the pie. It's much bigger than all the rest of the whole pie. The answer is, it would be much, much harder for the Yidden, not so much for Hashem. If the Yidden would fall to such a low level, to come back from there is much, much, much harder than it is from the 49th level.
You say that Hashem,
up all of these rules and who set up all of these levels is telling us, you should know that there's a very, very big difference whether you're on this level or on this level. Because to return from here is difficult. To return from here is almost impossible. That's what Hashem says. That's what the Torah says.
Rabbi Zal also say that even though they're exact, like corresponding tshuva to tumah,
True. But yet we do have this concept of ze leumas ze osa lekim. The Mefarshim bring, where do you see the best example of this? On Yom Kippur, where the Kohen had two seirim, a soer l'Hashem and a soer la'azozel. Where does this word azozel come from? The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us the word Azazel is the Rosh Tevois Ze Leumas Ze Osa Lekim. This is the equal. These two Seirim had to look exactly alike. One was being sent to the Soton, one was a Korban to Tumah. All the Averis of Klal Yisrael were being put on it, and it was a bone being tossed to the Soton. The other one was Kodesh Lashem, a super, super high Korban.
Yesterday I was in a class.
To hear the significance of using words, you know, that were already written down. Also, we have like the tefillahs from Allah Tzadal. If a person is limited, let's say in time, you know, both have these significance. Which is high priority? Making of your own words in tefillah, or using words that are written.
The answer is Rabbeinu Zal begins a Torah in the Gemara by saying his spiritus he maila el yoino ugidoila min hakol. That doesn't leave anything to the imagination.
But is the same with, let's say, like, the Hillel or the Tefillah, isn't that...
Very important. It's very important, and it's very, very good. And it's very necessary. However, Rabbeinu Zal said, anybody that's willing to listen to me, I'm telling you that there's nothing more important within 24 hours in a day. There's nothing that could be more advantageous to you, more beneficial to you, more helpful to you for your eternal future than taking one of those hours and committing it to speaking to Hashem in your own words. Because a person doing that, again, he's connecting to the Sefer Tehillim. He's connecting, what is the Sefer Tehillim? It's the Hispoidus of Dovra Melech. When a person has his own Hispoidus, he says Harini Mekasher first. I'm attaching myself to all the tzaddikim amitim of the past and all tzaddikim of the present. And in doing that, he's binding himself, he's drawing via Dovra Melech. Just like any Navi that said Nevuah in the world, got it via Moshe Rabbeinu. Any person that says Tfilos in this world, the Tfilos are coming via the Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael, the master of Tfilah. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Va'ani Tfilah, I am Tfilah. He was the epitome of Tfilah. Because David HaMelech was the one who filled out this gap. You have the Yitzias Mitzrayim was Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik combined, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the living Tzadik, Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzadik that had passed away. When you attach David HaMelech to that, Moshe Yosef David is Begimatria Tefillah, 515 Tefillah. That's what this final Geula is that we're waiting for. The Geula of Moshe and Yosef was not a Shlemus. It didn't have a Shlemus to it. It wasn't eternal. It was a Geula of Torah, which was temporary. The Geulas Moshiach, the Zohar Kodesh says that you have the three Va'af Gam Zois Bihiyosam Beretz Oveyim. Gam, the Zohar Kodesh says, is the nickname of one of the nicknames of the Shekhinah. Gam refers to Geulas Mitzrayim, Geulas Mordechai, Geulas Moshiach. That this Geula of Moshiach that we're waiting for, that's when the Tefillah is going to be B'Shlemus. When you attach Dovra Melech to those two, that's when there'll be a real Shlemus to it.
There's always talk about the Memtesh Shari Tumah, and Shari Kedusha. And on the Kedusha, we do have some enumeration of what that consists of. But on the Tumah, I don't recall anywhere seeing, you know, any mention being made of it. And just for an individual to know, where he's holding.
100%. There definitely are Midas Rois enumerated, whether it be Kas, whether it be... A lack of bitochon, in other words, all the different kas, gaiva, all of these items.
Where it falls on that particular scale, on the scale of 1 through 50.
Right.
Do we know where each one corresponds?
I don't know if the 49 levels of Kiddusha are enumerated in any safer, whether they're listed in a sequence. I have yet to see that. I haven't.
Did you clarify a certain statement here where Benazar talks about?
Right.
I was personally zochah to be with the Rav, and just see one of Kibir, Tzadik. Many people come to that sort.
We once told the story of the Ramban. The Ramban was one of the first Mekubalim before the Arizal, and the Arizal writes that many people who presented Kabbalah, Chochmas HaKabbalah, weren't really knowledgeable in it. The Arizal defines which ones were the real Mekubalim, and among them he lists the Ramban. So he once mentioned, the Ramban was once giving a shir to his students on the Shiras HaAzinu. Again, Shirot, Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael. And he said to them that each and every single person can find themselves within this shira. One of his Talmidim, it's brought, heard this, and he couldn't accept this. Impossible! And impossible, therefore I reject everything that my Rebbe said till now. Because there's no way you can tell me that every single person and everything about him could be found in this Sefer. This Talmud went out, he left Frumkeit, he became an Apikoros, Chil Shabbos, everything this, that. One time, years later, the Ramban found out about where he was holding, and he summoned him before him. This is brought in the Seder Adoros. And he said to him, I hear what, in other words, I want to know what's your problem. What got you to go so far? They found out that he had eaten on Yom Kippur, a whole story. He did like a triple header, a super, super duper Avera. So the Talmud told him, this was my complaint. You said this, and I know it couldn't be true, and therefore, whatever you said, I can't assume that it's really true. It's the word of Hashem. The Ramban said, yeah, give me a minute. Let me think a little, and I'll show you where you are found in this Shiras HaAzinu. This Talmud's name was Reb Avner, and the Ramban had his spoilers, obviously, and then he said, got it. There's a posik omarti af ehem ashbiso me eretz zichrom. Hashem says to the Yidden, there'll come a time when Chas v'Shalom the Yidden will be so bad that I'll wipe their memory off the face of the earth. And he showed him how the third letters in each one of these four words, Afayim, Ashbisa, Meretz, the third letters make up Aleph, Beis, Nun, Resh, the name of this Talmud. This Talmud heard this, he couldn't believe it. The Seder of the Springs that this Talmud went, he got into a ship, he went out to sea, and he was never heard from again, period. In other words, he knew that this pasuk definitely was referring to him, that he would fall to such a low level that he would have to disappear from civilization, period. Ashbisa me'er zichram. Go out and to nowhere, no man's land, period. I'm saying this, when we say that the word Yisroel is yesh shishim ribui oisiyos la'Torah, each and every single person has a letter in the Torah, a place in the Torah, and the Torah is able to tell us everything, past, present, and future, of what is to be found. The tzaddikim, those tzaddikim that are zeichet to be on a level, can see this. It's brought that somebody once came to the Baal Shem Tov, he asked him what's doing, he had a shipment of oxen that he had sent from one city to across the ocean. He wanted to know what happened, and in those days, communication, go find out. You couldn't call up on a telephone to Israel and find out, did it get there? Did the letter get there? So the Baal Shem Tov took out a Zohar Kodesh, he looked inside, and he said, it got there safely. So he said to him, these oxen are written in the Zohar Kodesh. So he said to him, the Zohar Kodesh has in it the Pnei Hashem. On the Pnei Hashem, you can see everything. You can see the Pnei Haaretz, you can see the face of the earth, you can see anything. So a person who's got good eyes can locate whatever he has to locate by looking at the letters of the Torah.
This is referred to by the Isis that the rabbis are first to hear, that within each of the spheres, I noticed in Sidurim that are Meduyik, there's a letter, I noticed, which corresponds, I guess, to the names of the Shiftei Kah. As you go up, I don't quite understand what does it mean that a person isn't zeicher either to find his letter, to find the shah, or to even find the shah open, even if he does find the shah. Particularly this ending of the letter, I'd like a little clarification.
The answer is, Rabbi Nazal says that you should know that the fact that Hashem created Klal Yisrael in such a way that the foundation of Klal Yisrael is these 12 shvatim, whose names are comprised of 49 letters. This represents the totality of Klal Yisrael, period. Which corresponds to Hashem Kaviyochel, because we know that the Emunas HaYichud of Hashem, that statement where we proclaim Hashem's supremacy, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem, is also 49 letters, which corresponds to 49 gates of tshuva. There exist 49 separate paths of tshuva. And Rabbi Nazal is implying that when a Yid falls away from Hashem, and he wants to find his way back to Hashem, he has to enter via a shar that's associated with him. Each person has his own shar through which he has to enter. Now the question is, unless a person knows the Torah HaKdosha very thoroughly, and knows the wisdom of Hashem very thoroughly, there's no way in the world for us to understand how does that relate to me. How, what, when do I connect letters, this, that? The answer is, Rabbi Nazal says you should know that there exists a Kiddusha within this Sefer Tehillim, which was composed with Ruach HaKodesh by Dovra Melech, that it has a power to arouse a person and to shine a beam of light for the person to be able to find exactly how he gets to Hashem. Now the question is, what's the association with the Tehillim and the 49? That we're going to explain a little bit now. You'll note, interestingly, talking about tshuva, we say Ono Hashem Hoshia No, or we say Hoshaino, Hoshaino Lamancha Lekenu Hoshaino. This term No is used. The Meforshim point out that this word No represents the total Yemei Tshuva of the year, which begin from Rosh Chodesh Elul and are finished not on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called the Chosam, the Chasima. There's a second Chosam, it's a Chosam B'toy Chosam on Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is called the second seal, a double sealing of the fate and destiny of Bnei Israel. The number of days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Hoshana Rabbah is 51 days. That's this Ono Hashem Hoshio No, this Hoshai No, begging Hashem that in the Zechus of these Yemei Tshuva, we should be Zecha to get the Yeshua that we need. So that what's the climax of the whole Tshuva? Hoshana Rabbah. What are we Oisikin on Hoshana Rabbah? in saying the whole Sefer Tehillim. Hoshana Rabbah corresponds to Dovid HaMelech. You have the 7 days of Sukkos, which correspond to the Shiva Royim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, V'Dovid. On Hoshana Rabbah, we invite Dovid HaMelech into the Sukkah. On Hoshana Rabbah night, the tikkun is the saying of the Sefer Tehillim, with those special Yirot signs at the end. Why? Because Dovid HaMelech, the Sefer Tehillim specifically, represents the key to this total tshuva, to a person being zeichet to open these 49 doors, so that whatever door he needs to get through to come close to Hashem, the doors are open very, very wide. That's on that end of the calendar. Now on the other end of the calendar, we spoke about Pesach and the 49 days of the Sfira. What happens on the 50th day? What do we do on the 50th day? We read Megillas Rus. On the Yontif of Shavuos, we read Megillas Rus. The Gemara says in Brochus, why was she called Rus? Because from her would come forth Dovid HaMelech, Sherivo LaHakadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shirois V'Tishbuchos. The word Rus is Miloshen Rivo, to sing. From her would come forth the one who would sing to Hashem these Shirois V'Tishbuchos, the Sefer Tehillim. That's what we do on Shavuos. That's what we do when we get the Shar HaChamishim, to show that we acknowledge that what opens up these 49 gates, what gets a person to this level of closeness to Hashem, the key is this Sefer Tehillim. The key is that's what literally unlocks all doors and makes all the connections that are needed for a person from the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor to get to where he has to within these 49 gates of Tshuva. Note also, you have within each month, the months of the year correspond to the Malchus of Dovid HaMelech again. Also, we say in the Tfilos of the Kiddush of the Kiddush Levona that the Malchus of Dovid HaMelech, Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, because we said Malchus is the Leslo Migarim Oklum. Malchus is represented by the moon that has no light of its own. And therefore, every month of the year is a time for tshuva. Rosh Chodesh is called Zman Kapora L'chol Toldoisam. That's Rosh Chodesh. How many Rosh Chodeshim are there? There's 12 Rosh Chodeshim corresponding to the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor, showing us again a connection, that there has to be a direct connection between the Shvatim and the power of tshuva. 49 letters in the Shvatim's names corresponding to 49 gates of tshuva. 12 Shvatim corresponding to 12 days of tshuva. What happens on Rosh Chodesh? Why is Rosh Chodesh designated as a day of tshuva? Because Hashem says that's the day when I do tshuva. That's the day on Rosh Chodesh, Kaviyochel, Hashem says the Yidden should bring a korban, havi olai kapora. The Yidden bring a soyer to forgive for the fact that Hashem decreased the light of the moon, the fact that Hashem made the moon smaller. That represents, again, this Shar HaChamishim, this Tshuva, this V'oshuva Aleichem, the fact that Hashem promises us that on this day of Rosh Chodesh, I'm returning also. I'm returning, then the Yidden could certainly return. If Hashem is showing that Hashem needs a Tshuva Kaviyochel, then no Jew has to be too embarrassed to return to Hashem. So we see, again, a correspondence, a connection between the 12 Shvatim and the Yemei Tshuva, the paths of Tshuva, the Shari Tshuva. Two or three other items before we take questions. Number one, Rebbe Zal once mentioned that the Mefarshim say, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch also, that on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaDin, which is one of the main judgment days for Klal Yisrael, it's a tremendous mitzvah if a person could be zeicher on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah to say the whole Sefer Tehillim each one of these days. Because the Sefer Tehillim has 150 chapters. Twice 150 is Bigimatria Kaper, the word Kaper, which means to be forgiven. Note again, we see a connection between Tehillim and Kapora, Tshuva, forgiveness. The Mefarshim say, this is what's hinted to. We know the Gemara says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shai oylamos, that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to give each and every single tzadik 310 worlds. How do we know this? Because there's a pasuk that says lahanchil l'oyhavai yesh, Va'oitzroi sehem amale. Hashem says, La'oyavai, to those whom I love very much, I'm going to give them yesh. Yesh, I'm going to give them something. What's the something? This something, the Gemara says, refers to these 310 worlds. The Mefarshim say, how does a person achieve this level of tzaddik? To be zecha, to be called a tzaddik who's worthy of receiving these 310 worlds? This is what's merumas in the sentence in Pirkei Avos. Al tistakel bekankan, elo bema sheyesh boy. Don't look at this kankan, kufnun kufnun. This saying of the Sefer Tehillim twice on Rosh Hashanah. Don't look at that as a cheap item, as a simple little item. Elo bema sheyesh boy. You should know that yesh, these 310 worlds, this Lahan Chaloya Vayesh, which is attributed to Tzadikim, Osra Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahan Chalachol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Shagay Lamois, that Elabama Sheyesh, boy, this Yesh is in the Sefer Tehillim. If you'll be Zeche to say Tehillim, and especially on Rosh Hashanah, this Yom Hadin, this Judgment Day of the Year, such a person is Zeche to these Shagay Lamois. Another item that Rebbe Zal mentioned, the Gemara says that one of the Tanoim in the Gemara was zecha to reach such an unbelievable height of Kiddusha that he began to say things that people couldn't understand at all whatsoever. And because of this, they couldn't paskin the halacha like him. Why? The Gemara says this Tana, Rebbe Meir, in his Sefer Torah, instead of the term kosnos oyer, the clothing that Hashem gave to Adam and Chavo after they ate from the Eitz Hadas being written with an ayin, referring to leather or referring to nail, that type of material, in Reb Meir's Sefer Torah it was written kosnos oyer ba'alef, referring to super, super high level of oyer. The Gemara says this Rebbe Meir was able to teach, he gave a shiur, where he presented 150 reasons, kuf nun taimim, by which he was able to be metahir asheretz. He was able to present 150 reasons to show how a sheretz is tohir. Now the Torah, the Chumash, says very, very clearly that a sheretz is a dover tome. What is this referring to? The Mefarshim points out that Rabbi Meir was a Tana, a tzaddik of such high caliber, he was zechet to be masig this soid of the 150 chapters of Tehillim, this kufnun tamim. Tamim is the musical notes of the Torah. Tamim nekudos taganoisios, these 150 tamim by which you could be metahir a sheretz. Sheretz means the most impure person. When you want to talk about a yid who's very tame, you say he's a sheretz, he's a rodent. Rabbi Meir was the one who was able to give 150 to teach the soy, the secret of these 150 chapters of Tehillim, which could be metahir even a sheretz. The most tamei Jew, this could, a person who says, I feel no hisoiris at all, the Sefer Tehillim can give him a hisoiris, can arouse him to a true tshuva. That Dovra Melech wrote this Sefer with Ruach HaKodesh. Dovra Melech designed this Sefer in such a way that it describes all the problems that any Yid ever will encounter. Dovra Melech, Hashem set up his life in such a way that his life was like a prototype, like an overlay, that you could put his life on top of any Yid. And any Yid that has any kind of problem, Baruch Nias Sibik Ashmias, will be able to find it within the life and times of Dovra Melech. You understand what we're saying? So therefore, if you say those words, you're going to see he mentions things there that apply to each and every one of us.
You said that if he had a problem, every problem he did, Dovra Melech had that problem?
100%. 100%. And Dovra Melech prepared tefillos to deal with each and every single imaginable problem that any Yid would ever have. There are many, many sentences in the Sefer Tehillim where Dovra Melech begs Hashem, Choyreini Hashem Darkecha. Hashem, show me the path of the Torah. I'm learning and I don't see. It's not clear to me. It's hazy to me. Show me. Ahalech Bamitecha. Let me be zeichet to see the emes, the truth in the Torah. The Torah is so confusing. This one says he's giving a shir, this one's giving a shir, hundreds of people giving shirim and all saying the opposite thing. This one says that Tehillim is a comic book. They catch you saying Tehillim, they'll put you in the loony bin. And this one says that the whole key to bringing about Moshiach's coming and the whole key to Tshuva Shleima, the Zohar HaKadosh says that this final golus, that the first two golios, there was a time limit, timer set on it, and it was totally in specific things being fixed up. This final golus, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is totally in one thing only, Tshuva. Period. That's all it takes, Tshuva. If we're being told that the key to Tshuva is Tefillah, the Tshuva's Tefillah, u'bifrat the Sefer Tehillim, which is the Tefillah of Dovid HaMelech, then we know how important this is.
But he really didn't know Torah. It's not like he didn't know he was
the answer saying. Is he would exactly. He humbled himself. Dovid HaMelech presented himself as if he knew nothing. He acted like a little boy, begging Hashem to be Zecha to get to understand, begging Hashem to be Zecha to fix everything he has to fix, even though he was so pure
and
tzaddik. Also true. Also true. He definitely had a lot of problems, but his problems were on a much higher level. It's different levels. You get two people davening for seichel, one who's a 10-year-old and one who's a 50-year-old. Both of them need seichel. What this one's asking for is not what that one's asking for, you understand? But it's the same tefillah. Chodesh means the first day of the month. Nisan, the month of Nisan, is called Rosh Chodeshim, the first month of the 12 months. You understand? There's two things. The first month of the 12 months, the first day of a month, of one month. It's two different things.
As far as Tehillah is concerned, I mean, some people present it as if Dovid HaMelech did not write all of them.
The answer is the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that there were 10 tzaddikim that composed the Sefer Tehillim. Each one of them played a part in it. But the vast majority of it was definite. In fact, one of the sentences in Tehillim is Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. But there's no question at all that the Sefer Tehillim as a whole is credited to Dovid HaMelech. That it was his zechus and it was his everything that brought this out into it.
But if the magic number is 150... and it's credit, and Dovid HaMelech himself didn't compose all 150.
Right.
And since Dovid HaMelech is the key, wouldn't the real number that Dovid HaMelech composed be of more significance than the 150?
Definitely not. Because the key here is also the 10. The fact that there were 10 tzaddikim that went into this, because the Gemara tells us in Psachim, and the Zohar HaKadosh talks about this a lot, that the Sefer Tehillim was designed with 10 different types of song, 10 different types of negina. And these 10 different types of song are what have the power to affect a tikkun for any crime, any problem, any pigam that any person did, just as Rabbeinu Zal presented to us the Tikkun HaKloli, where Rabbeinu Zal said that he was the first tzaddik to be able to identify within the Sefer Tehillim which 10 chapters it is that are perfectly representative of these 10 types of negina that the Gemara says are found in the Sefer Tehillim. So too, there's a tremendous, tremendous significance in the 10 tzaddikim that were involved in putting this together, the crown of which is Dovid HaMelech, to the extent that we call the Sefer Tehillim the book of Dovid HaMelech, no question, but with the understanding that he did have the support of these other 9, Osof, Mizmor LaOsof, the others who are mentioned throughout the Sefer Tehillim, but it's still called Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael. Dovid HaMelech is still the one about whom it's written, V'yodea Nagin. He was the one who knew the secret of Negina, all the secrets that were involved in being able to compose this.
It's so powerful, then why is it said that you shouldn't say Tehillim in the earlier part of the night?
Because the answer is that's not just Tehillim, it's Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven, how did he know when it was day or night? The Gemara says during the day Hashem taught him Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah. At night Hashem taught him Torah Shebal Peh. So it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that it's advisable for a person who learns Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh to learn his Torah Shebichsav by day and his Torah Shebal Peh at night. If a person doesn't learn that much, and there's no question, and nobody's saying it's a crime to say it. It's better. There are reasons why it's preferred how this item relates more to Yoim than Laila. Yoim is Chesed, Laila is Din. There are many, many reasons why we do certain, you know, why the Judaism was designed the way it was. That's the only reason it's given.
Being that Rabbeinu Zal did present Tikkun HaKolya, which is a Kolya's Seder Sefer Torah, what is the suggested Eitzah L'Maaseh of how to balance Tikkun HaKolya versus...
The answer is Aseh Lecha Rav. If a person has a Rebbe who knows Rabbeinu Zal Sforim very, very well, a person simply has to watch what he does and we know what to do. Rebbe Zal, who said Tikkun HaKolya on a regular basis every single day, still said the whole Sefer Tehillim also with tremendous frequency, as much as he could. Usually seen by Mincha Maariv flying through the Sefer Tehillim. In fact, Rebbe Zal had kept a diary from when he was very young, from when he first started becoming very, very frum. And in the diary, one of the earliest entries that he writes when he was like 15, 16 years old, was he starts writing about that he started feeling his soirus. And he writes that this week I finished the whole Sefer Tehillim. And then he writes, in subsequent weeks, that this week I finished the Sefer Tehillim several times. And what we saw with our own eyes, constantly going through, especially Shabbos, he made sure to finish the whole Sefer Tehillim. So that there's no question at all that the Tikkun HaKolya has certain advantages. There's a story told by Rav Nosson Zal that there was once a Zokain, one of the Talmidim Rav Shem Tov, that used to go to the Baal Shem Tov Siyan and say the whole Sefer Tehillim there every day. This Zokain got very, very old, where it became impossible to stand there for 2-3 hours to say the whole Sefer Tehillim, which it took him. So Rav Nosson Zal told him this thing that Rabbeinu Zal had come forth and said that he identified the 10 chapters of Tehillim that are kill of the whole Sefer Tehillim. And he told it to him, and this Talmud started doing that, started limiting himself to saying these 10 chapters. Afterwards, Rav Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal, and he said he was afraid, he had a chalishas adas, who knows, maybe I shouldn't have told him that. Because if this person could have said 30 chapters or 50 chapters, and I told him to say 10, who knows, maybe I heard him. Rabbeinu Zal said chas v'shalom, because of these 10 are actually representative of the whole 150. That there's a specialness to this formula of putting together these 10 in this sequence that's able to accomplish tikkunim that can't be accomplished if a person just saying it, in another way. But it's definitely very, very beneficial and advisable for a yid to be zoche to get into the habit of saying it whenever they have a chance to. That this is not a heter to put away the Gemaras and to put away the Sforim. This means that this is one of the major building blocks in being a religious Jew. Part of a religious Jew's routine involves a lot of Tehillim. Halavai, we should be zeche to follow these Eitzos L'Maaseh.